Hello, this is Art.
Hey, Art, how's it going? It's Andy here again with Local Splash.
It's going better. I can hear you. You're not breaking up. No good for you.
Oh, thank you so much for letting me know. Yeah, I wouldn't have known, but sure. 100%. Yeah, I had to have IT jump on it, and it all taken care
of. Yeah, good. There's something that happens often. I just crack up. The guys that call me from Google, certified and all that stuff, their phone will work like that. I'm thinking, okay, if your phone works that and you're with Google, that's not a very good testimony for your work.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with you guys, but it's, and it comes up as spam. That's the big issue. When a guy calls me about what you're calling me about and it says spam, why would I have any confidence in you guys? That's not
exactly
good.
Yeah, that's not good
really,
at all.
Really, really bad. No, yours comes up with who we are. So anyway, and that's because I've heard from you before, and I put you on my list of calls. So anyway,
awesome.
I guess the real thought that I have, I'm at the point. You're calling me a little bit late because I've gotten to the point where I'm ready to just cancel everybody and not worry about it for a while. See what I can do on my own. And if I can't, I still need it, and then I'll come back. But I've been paying out hundreds of dollars a month for things that aren't improving greatly. And they've done some improvements. I'm not saying nothing's happened, but otherwise I'd be stupid not to have stayed with them or not to stay with them, whatever. But I really don't – I'm at this point where I think I need a break from all the crap that I've had to try and make it work. It's not working, and – there's no guarantee by you guys. It's an advertising. Nobody can advertise. No, nobody promises anything advertising. This is what we'll do. Let's wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Google doesn't give any promises that there's any. This is exactly what you can expect. No, it's we'll try it and see how it works. It's almost like a doctor. They're practicing physicians, and you're the guinea pig, and so. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. So let's cut it. I understand what you're trying to do. When I talked to Nadine a couple of years ago, she told me some stuff that was really exciting, but then I thought, no, I'm gonna go all the way, and then it got hidden. It goes down in the bottom of your call list, and
right.
I didn't call her back. But what's it gonna cost per month on a set cost basis? What is it? What's the starting?
Sure. Yeah, let's get you the bottom line pricing here. I'm going to kind of apply an override.
I don't like to say that, but go ahead.
Yeah, no doubt. We're actually going to apply a Memorial Day credit here to kind of get you the lower rate.
You mentioned that, so go ahead.
Awesome. And I'll lock that in for you. And first thing I just want to kind of show you is our own testimonials and our Google testimonials that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You can see on our Google page we have over 900 five-star Google reviews. And a 4.2 out of 5-star rating. So you're in great hands when it comes down to advertising. And
can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
This is regarding to my own and yours. You've got 900 reviews. I have 2 or 3. I hate asking for reviews. It's just one of the things I've never liked to do. Break your arm off, slap yourself on the back, and say, aren't I a great guy? That's how I feel I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a thing that has to be done. Now, you said you've got that many 5-star reviews, but you're still rated at 4.2. What's the diff? Have you got some that were really killers? Ones and twos?
Yeah, some of them were kind of bad reviews. And most every single one that's up there, they all get a response back. We all look into every single negative review. And, of course, we try to call and dispute it, to get it removed. But what we found is that majority of those people that aren't even in our database. We have no name or number to call. So it's mainly just kind of our competitors just trying to make us look bad.
It's the word I would use for that, assholes.
Exactly.
And they're common. They're really just common. It's disgusting. I do have one really, really horrible review, and the lady had no right to write it because her husband hired me. Her husband was satisfied with it. Her husband paid me, and she ended up being a real pain in the ass. While I was working on the job, he and I went for a walk to look at another job I was going to, do for him, and he's telling me his story about his wife, and when he married her, she's a gorgeous woman, but inside is bittersweet. You know, she's full of crap. She was dying of cancer. This is what he told me. She was dying of cancer, and the doctor came out, said, I don't know if she'll make it through the night. And he wasn't sure if he was happy or sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's pathetic.
Wow.
Because that's just the way she was. She wrote this. Google wouldn't even post it. It was so horrendous. You know, directly at me, not the job as much as ragging me up one side and down the other. And then she posted on every single business place you could post it. She turned me into the Attorney General's office in Washington. She turned me into the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, no.
I had people calling me because I was this such a bad guy. And then 6 months later, she left it. She sends me a text and she says, "Oh, Art, I'm so sorry I put you through all that pain, all that misery. Everything's fine now." Well, it was when I was done. I followed my protocol. I did everything like I did to everybody else, and her husband paid me $18,000 and didn't question it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was interactions in between this time that I could tell you about. He was embarrassed that he looked me in the eye one time. I had to go to talk to her one time. She called him across the yard, and he couldn't even look at me. He just kept his head down. It was pathetic.
Oh,
and then she sends me this little short note. She sends me a short note and never took anything down. You can go to Yelp and still find her review.
Wow.
So those kind of things didn't used to happen when I didn't have the internet to deal with.
I hear
customers and people that never said a word.
Yeah, it just comes with the years. You know, we've been in business for 20 years. So, of course, you know, not everybody's the nicest person.
Well, you can make mistakes. No, there's some ugly people out there. Like I said, I won't repeat it, but you heard me.
No, you're good. And I'm going to kind of get you kind of the pricing.
Okay, that's 100%.
That's why I sent over the listing there. You could see everything as far as our page.
Oh, you sent it over? Okay, let's see if I've got it here. You sent an email?
Yep. Just a text message on your phone there.
Oh, okay. I'm talking on the phone, so I'll look at it later.
And then, once you open it, you could see it should say take control of your online presence and generate more business.
Okay.
And you scroll down, you'll see the 20 years of industry expertise, 4.9 average client satisfaction rating, also our partnership badge. It's right above the pricing. So it lets you know we've been handpicked, we're trained channel partners. And then there's a pro, a platinum, premier platinum, and ideal package. So you get everything in the platinum package. Normally it's $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. We're going to waive the setup fee and bring your price from $599 to just $299 month to month.
So it'll be to start out $299, and that's what will continue until the COVID comes around and messes everybody up again.
Yeah, that's correct. It's always that same rate. It's not a promo price for just this month. Every month it's always $299 as long as you're with us.
Okay. And so you told me what you do for that $299 already, but can you send that to me in writing? Can I look at it, or is that in that one that you texted to me?
That's in the, this gives you the price page, probably a little easier, but 100%, we'll send everything in writing while we're on the line together, with your terms. We'll open it up as far as, you know, the conditions, what we're including, the updated pricing. So we'll stay on the line here just to kind of make sure that those are corresponding. And then you'll have a client interview, a technician phone call to finish up, you know, the content, keywords. You also have a dashboard that helps you generate reviews. So I know you mentioned that you kind of don't like asking, right?
It's not kind of. I hate it. It's not a kind of. I just hate it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, you know, that's one of my problems. I don't ask for reviews. And I would have a lot of five-star reviews because I know my customer's happy.
Yeah.
But I do fear the ones that are assholes, you know, they come out of the blue and they nail you for what reason? I don't know.
Yeah.
They've got no reason, but they just do it because they just are ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly inside now.
Yeah, you can't really control that. Yeah, no. And that's the beautiful thing. You'll have a dashboard, right, with a tracking number where you could listen to call recordings. Also, you could track the clicks. but it helps you generate reviews. So it lets you choose what number you want to send it to. So if you know this guy's kind of mean, he's not going to write a review or he's going to write a bad one, I wouldn't recommend sending it to him. But it allows you to put in submit the number, and it gives them an automated message where it lets them know, hey, thank you for choosing us for the service. If you have any questions, feel free to call us again. And if you have a second, write us a Google review. So it's just a nice way to generate those reviews from them just getting an automated message to their phone line.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's something that to get a review, you do have to ask them. You have to send it to them to get them to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time, I mean, you could just send it to them, you know, to as many as you like, and they would automatically do it. It's just kind of a better, more professional way, you know, especially if you don't like doing it. You just send it to them.
I don't like doing it.
Yeah.
It's not a fear. It's just a hate. It hate for asking somebody to pat me on the back.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I'm kind of the same way.
It's different.
Yeah,
it's just
me too.
Something I need to get used to.
And
okay,
but it's all included with the package. But I mean, I'm sure since it's month to month, I'm sure it's fair enough to give us a shot here monthly, so we could earn your business with the programming, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were going to send me an email, or is the text all you're going to do? I'm sitting in front of my computer, and I wouldn't have to disconnect from my phone. Let's do that.
Yes,
let me look at it.
Yeah. What's
because
your email?
If I put you on speakerphone to go to my text, I can't figure out how to get it off of speakerphone, and I don't hear very well. And
no problem.
Speakerphone is like, it's like your gargled, your voicemail, your voice coming through on the VoIP phone call.
Yeah, does it sound better now by chance? I mean, did I cut out at
Yeah,
all?
It's much better. It's like when first started talking, so it's all good.
It's good to know. Yeah. No worries. Mm-hmm. It happens. You know, it's technology, it's computers, it's meant to break down, you know.
you think it's intentional?
Yeah.
I don't know. Pretty well. I go to dinner every night with a guy that's 98 years old. He was the quality control person for NASA that put the first spaceship on the moon. Neil Armstrong and the guys. So he's quite a guy. And he's just
that's
as sharp
cool.
as can be. Yeah, it is cool. His story's cool, but he's a cool guy. But anyway,
do you believe the controversy that they say they didn't do it?
You know, I don't know. I'm not gonna comment because
yeah.
I know that this guy is straight enough that if it had not happened, he would tell me.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's what I was gonna ask because I know you're.
Yeah, and I believe they put a man on the moon, and I believe it all happened. But they may have buttered it up. They might spice it up. I don't know. One thing that I do know is they realized they were going to just build this big box with no windows in it. Mm. They had to figure out how to put a window in it so they could film the guys in the spaceship from outside.
Wow.
And that must have been it.
Yeah,
that must have been amazing. They spent more money than you can ever imagine to send them in there and got them on the moon and all that. So it's a USA thing. We know how to spend money. No matter what it costs, we're going to do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then what was your email there? I'm sorry.
It's, moldmanart, moldmanart, @gmail.com.
Excellent. Nice. I'm going to send it over to you right now. It just gives you a quick breakdown on every single service, everything we're including. As soon as everything is locked in, as far as payment, you'll get your invoice, your terms and conditions, and we're actually going to kind of open them up together. It just kind of outlines everything as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me a minute and I'll read this.
Of course.
What's the average to get me to that first page?
As far as time?
Yeah,
good question. Typically, we have campaigns with up and running within about 14 to 21 days. We do recommend, 2 months, giving the program at least 2 months to let you see the maximum results.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we like to under-promise and over-deliver. So I've seen campaigns up and running, Art, within a couple of days.
Well, now, when you say campaigns, you're talking about actually getting me on the first page, maybe not at the top. I'm trying to keep it realistic, but you get me on the first page within 15 days.
We'll get your listing live, active, and you'll start targeting the keywords. But we typically also run the advertising around that same time frame as far as Facebook ads. So what I mean by campaign is everything up and running with the directories, the Alexa, the ads, the Google. So typically about 14 to 20 days, and then we always quote at least give us 2 months so you can see the max results.
Okay, now you're saying less than everybody else has ever told me, and I believe them because I've tried to get on the front page having taken seminars and reading and trying to do it all myself, and I never even got close to it. So at least I got on the front page. Can you tell me right now where my Lifespan Systems listing actually is?
Yeah, I can definitely show you where you're ranking.
Why don't you tell me, show me what the ranking is and what you think is going to be improved over a period of 2 months.
Sure. No, 100%. And it's,
I'll look up.
Yeah, no problem. And so let me go ahead and see here. And it's mold remediation, right? Is that, that's your main brand?
Mold treatment, mold remediation, mold mitigation. I've never decided what really is the best word. It's the only best word is the one that everybody uses to check it in. So is it love? Is it hate? Is it mold? Is it green or pink or purple or black?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
you've got
a piece of equipment, a program that tells you what's most searched for whatever subject you're looking for. That's what we'd have to use. And I know
that's what we'll do.
I know that's how you do it. But if I were to do it, I wouldn't have a clue because I don't know, you know, where to find the statistics. Is when somebody goes to look for mold, what do they say? What do they type in? That's the first thing you need to put there.
100%.
So I understand a lot of that stuff, but I don't know how to do it, and I don't have the tools to do it.
No problem. Yeah, that's what we'll help you with is looking at the analytics, keywords, down to zip codes on what's converting.
Mm-hmm.
So you always get the best return when it comes down to the advertising. And then as far as your area, I know you're in Soap Lake. What's the main bread and butter area that's kind of getting you the more profit in the past, or what's the county that you want to target?
Well, the sad thing is they're all about 110 miles out. One is called the Tri-Cities. It's Richland, Kennewick, and Pasco. That's a group of places. And I've got jobs going on down there quite often. The next place would be Spokane. Tri-Cities is south, Spokane is east. And then the third one would be Wenatchee, Helensburg. Those are the same distance and a little different driving, but it goes west. I don't get a lot of jobs from north of, but if it was me, it would be a town called Omak, and right now the other name, been a long time since I've heard of them. I used to advertise in 15 yellow page books, and
oh, wow,
it was $15,000
nice.
A year, but it worked, but it didn't work so where I was ever. With 15 phone book ads, you would think I'd be swamped turning jobs away. I finally quit because I wasn't. I was never that much coming out of those ads. So
understand.
These are, what we're talking about here is supposed to be replacement of Yellow Page ads. Nobody has a Yellow Page book in their house anymore. You know, maybe they do, but it's down getting dusty underneath the counters.
Or they use it as a stepping stool.
If you have a map and you put Soap Lake right in the middle, you'd be touching almost the Canadian border. You'd be down to the Oregon border. You would be all the way to the east border, and Idaho would be the next point. And I have some places in Idaho that keep calling me, and that's what I want. And then the other one is west, and it only, if you could see the terrain, up to the mountains of the Cascades.
No way.
And then you go over the hump, and now you're in Seattle. I'd rather not ever go to Seattle. It's a pathetic place to be today. It's just a filthy mess.
No way.
It used to be a beautiful city, and now it's a dive. Yeah, it's sad.
Wow.
So
yeah.
A 100-mile circle from Soap Lake gets me out where there'd be you know, jobs coming in because that's where they come from now.
Right.
Most of all of my leads, in fact, have come from a company called Angie. And
sure.
I avoided them like the plague when they first came out because their concept was, I didn't like it. It's kind of like asking for reviews. I just had a stomach that goes, I don't want to deal with them. Well, I got in with a company called Home Advisor, and I used to get four leads for about $10 a lead, $9.95, and the fifth one would be a job. That's how it worked out. I added them up and divided them. And it was four leads and a job, four leads and a job at about $40, maybe $50. Angie took over, and I went from that. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know they bought them. And it went from four leads to eight leads, and maybe I wouldn't even talk to anybody. Nobody would answer the phone. Everybody else, I guess, felt like I did about Angie, and they didn't deal with them.
Wow.
Now they've come back to where it's $24 a lead. I'll be lucky if I get a job out of four leads. Sometimes I do, but usually not. But I haven't added them up to see, but it's not a very good system. And if I could get my own stuff, calling, people that call me and me not calling them, you've already reversed it and made it 50% better at least. But
yeah.
I have to call them, and they don't oftentimes, they won't answer. I just
right.
got credit for lead that I got this lead at 9:30 in the evening, so I texted her, and she texted me back. She said, "I didn't even apply for this. What are you bugging me for?" She's ticked off at me. Oh, my God. That's not the way to spend your money.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing. I could explain Angie's and HomeAdvisor. And basically what they do is run the same Google and Facebook ads
they're,
that we're trying to run
right.
for your business.
In a heck of a lot bigger budget.
Yeah.
But they're doing it on a full-blown scale. And they're getting people to, contact them because the customer doesn't owe a dime. But the contractor might get a lead that's been sent. Three to five other people have got that lead, so you better be fast to call. And then people think you're so fast, they don't even answer because who is it? And you call them back, and you call them back, they never do check back with you. So it's a crappy system.
It is, yeah. And that's kind of the complete opposite of what we're doing. We're creating your digital footprint, your listing, driving traffic to your name with ads.
Well, that works, I know, because I've got a restaurant with a Google profile, and it's been closed since COVID, and people are still contacting me. Are you open? Are you open? When are you going to open? I don't get that kind of call from, are you still alive? For Lifespan Systems, they don't call me at all.
Yeah. Well, that's what we'll help you with, and we'll look at analytics, algorithms. We'll see what they're searching the most in the cities and areas you want to cover. So you're always programmed
that's what
with
you
the most relevant keyword.
That's what you do.
You're not just
telling me that's what you do. That's how you do it.
100%. That's how we do it. You'll have a dashboard, like I mentioned, that has every keyword that you're programmed for tracked with how much clicks you're getting, the conversion and new numbers we're bringing with this kind of advertising. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say click, it's not a pay-per-click. It's what you see people doing. They're doing it because it's there and they're finding me.
Correct.
And I do see that. I already see that happening on my restaurant, and a little bit on my Lifespan Systems, but nobody contacts me back because the Google profile hasn't got any draw. There's no sizzle, and it's not even much steak.
Right. That's what
advertising is make the phone ring. I don't care. You got to tell them something that's realistic and what they're looking for. But you make the phone ring by what you say and what you, put out there.
Very true.
I got thousands of pictures, but I look through them and I go, that wouldn't be worth, I wouldn't be attracted to that business with that picture. They're pictures that I do when I'm out inspecting. It would be an attic or a crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
And a picture of a house, a gorgeous house, maybe multi-million dollar house, can this house possibly have mold? Get somebody thinking, maybe my old shack does have mold, or my beautiful house could maybe have mold if they do. So it's something that catches their attention, and they get caught with the picture first, the naked women laying on the front yard, and then the beautiful house. I'm just kidding. But, some way that...
I get what you're saying. No worries.
They go to this site because they're looking for mold, and there's something that catches their attention. I don't have any pictures that I can say. I just love this picture. This will work. I don't have anything. So I don't know what you can do in that regard.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll help you with that as far as the content. We could even, grab whatever, promote any photos that you want as far as that. And that's what we're meant for. With those targeted Facebook ads, it's going to feed them your business right in front of them as far as a direct ad. So they know who to call, and it's a high conversion ad with, there's a click to call there so they could just reach you directly. So right. That's the nice thing about it. Those targeted ads really jumpstart your campaign and get you more and faster clicks to your name.
And that is a part of the $299 you're paying for those ads for me.
That's correct.
That's what I'm understanding.
That's 100% correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've read through this, and it's all similar and it's different, you know. I'll say this too. I paid Dex Media. The first thing I ever had to do with them, they called me and they said they could get me the Alexa and the different voice searches and sign me up on that. I didn't know much about it. I never use it. But they charged me a fee, and I supposedly was going to have this grand new introduction to the world. I don't know if anybody's ever used it because I don't get any, you know, any calls from any source, whether they're using Alexa to search for me or not. But how does that actually work? Why did I pay them money and I don't know if it's a forever. That's what I understood. It was pay one time. You're going to have these services that will work with your internet.
So, good question. Most of those companies that do that, it's pretty much most likely it's kind of just something for them to charge you with.
Is there a charge for it typically?
No, not at all. It's included.
Well, damn.
Already programmed to Google. Yeah.
So that's kind of what I wondered when I did it, but I was foolish when I did it. And then the next thing I know, hey, they call me back. I can get your search engine optimization so people use it. You know, they'll start calling you. It was a twist of the whole thing. So knowing that, and that's what I've dealt with as another company. And I thought Dex Media was, you know, big. Honorable and all that, but they must have their slippery side.
Yeah, no, they do, and that's why we include a dashboard, a reporting system, so you can see the analytical clicks, how many people are going in, conversions you're getting, also switch any kind of content, so it's a nice back office tool, so you can monitor everything we're doing for your month to month.
I can monitor it, but can I do anything with changing anything that I don't like or do think I can improve? Or is it just I contact you and you take care of that? I'd rather that be the case. But
you could do either or. You could go and upload photos, or you could just call us and let us know what you need, and we'll do it for you.
Okay.
You know, so,
I'm still hearing one thing that I'm not sure about. Do I have to provide photos? Because I honestly don't like any of the photos that I've got. And they're hard to search. They're on a laptop. If I had my 32-inch screen, I can at least see them when I put them on there. But it's hard to see what I'm looking at. Then I got to open it and close it, open and close it, and find these pictures out of thousands of pictures. Then I've also got them on my phone. I could download my phone stuff to my laptop, but why? I can't use them either place the way it is.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
can you provide – I was told that unless it was my own personal picture, Google wouldn't accept it. Is that a fact or is that
– just depending on just if it's for, like, the verification process, they do kind of, like, just require the photo of, like, your truck and maybe some of your tools, your licensing and insurance. So that kind of stuff.
I can understand that. But they want my trucks don't have any lettering on them, and I don't have I've got semi-trailers on a half-acre lot that, you know, they're my storage in my office.
That's nothing that would
attract anybody. You wouldn't want to put them on there as a profile picture.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's just for verification with Google. Yeah, it has nothing to do
so
with
So you can send them the pictures, and they go, okay, we believe you now. And
you don't
have to post those pictures.
No, not at all. No, absolutely.
Okay.
We also have high-quality photos in-house as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I thought. You know, if you've got one that you've probably got listings of different, you know, like painters and house builders and all the different things. And you've got, you know, pictures to choose from. That would be the way to get a good picture because I'm not a pro photographer, and I use my camera. That's not great. So how are you going to make it sizzle with that kind of a picture?
Yes, 100%. We do it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's included with the $299, so it's not a problem at all. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Your reviews on the text, I'm not going to look at that. I didn't take the time. I should have when you didn't, you know, when we were talking, I didn't talk. What else was on the text that you sent me?
Oh, that's just the original pricing page.
Okay.
So it gives you just a background on the original pricing, platinum package. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So what I need to do is sign up with you and call me to other companies, say, I'm out of your hair. You're out of my hair. I'm not going to have you do any more work with me because I don't need to pay them and anybody else. And, in fact, that's what I wrote it down to do that. And I just have to now do it. So.
Sure. No worries.
So I'll say I'm going to go ahead with this, and I'll do the best I can to scrutinize it and make sure that, you know, I'm enjoying what I see. The main thing, I don't care if I ever see the back office. If I see a call come in, definitely from this situation, then you're on board.
Sure. No, 100%. Well, we're in your business, and that's what we're meant for. But, yeah, you're in great hands. But I'm going to go ahead and just lock in the campaign. I'm going to verify the business information, what I have on file.
Okay.
Make sure everything is correct. You'll get, like I mentioned, a series of welcome texts and welcome emails while we're on the line together as well. And then with the primary name of the business and how you want it advertised, just verifying here, it's Lifespan Systems, Inc. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Very nice name. Very strong. And then Google does allow just one primary number as well as for us to contact you to update your listing.
It
the
is
best
the
number
only number I've got when you're ready. You called me back on it already. You got it.
You got it. 750-6792. You got it.
Correct.
Awesome. And then I do have your email. It's moldmanart@gmail.com. That's correct, right?
That's correct. And that's all I've got for that, too.
Awesome. And then just to organize the campaign on our end, what is your last name, Art?
Wenholz, Wenholz.
Got it. Wenholz.
Correct.
Thank you, sir. And as far as the business hours and how you want it displayed on that first page, what hours do you open for service calls and phone calls?
8 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, let's say 1 to 6 on Sunday, 1 to 5.
1 to 5 yeah. Sunday. Okay.
I don't know what it is right now. It's close to that, but that would be the preferred.
Sure.
So whatever it is, change it to what I just gave you.
You got it. I'll type that in. Awesome. And then once you're done with it, go ahead.
When I'm so busy, I'll take it off a Sunday. When it's so busy, I'll take it off a Saturday.
Yeah.
I'll take what I can get right now. So.
Yeah. A little break. Yeah, 100%. And once you're done with the job, Art, how can they pay you? Are you accepting check and cash?
Well,
or do you...
it's been cash or check. I'm adding credit cards because there's a company that's setting me up with the system on my phone, and I can reverse the 3%. You know, tell the customer, if you want to use your card, that's fine. But like the gas, every gas station and even restaurants are reversing that charge. But on $1,000, it's, you know, $30. On $10,000, which isn't uncommon, that's $300 out of the pocket.
Right. Gets
the convenience of a card. So, yeah, it will be. You can add cards to it. I don't know if it's all the cards. American Express has always been, well, if they're going to pay the charge, it doesn't matter, does it? If they'll,
no.
I think it'll be every charge. Yeah, every card
that
should
form.
Be available.
You got it. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And if you ever want to, like I mentioned, make any changes, maybe switch over an ad or target a different area or a keyword, any adjustments
mm-hmm.
or changes, they're all included for free. Just for future reference whenever you need to, okay?
That's cool. Okay.
Absolutely. And then what I'll do here is I'm going to go ahead and apply the override credit to lock in your pricing. Also, since we have you at a reduced rate, just $299, we'll read off the voice verification. It just outlines that it's month to month, there's no contracts, and it's just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Go ahead and apply the credit here. 1 second. And to secure your campaign, Art, for the $299, what would you like to use? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
No, what do you carry? I'll use yours. It's a Visa. It's a debit card.
Okay.
Well, I can tell I'm not going to get through with that one, so I'll go to my own card.
I don't know where mine's at. My wife has it, you know.
It would be better in my hands. Excellent. Okay. And,
name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
It's both. Arthur Miles Wendholz and Lifespan Systems, Inc. It's my business account.
You got it. Thank you, Art. And the card number, whenever you are ready, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality sense.
4312-3170-0634-4694.
Got it. Thank you, Art.
Expiration, 5 of 30.
Okay. And the security code on the back of the card?
It's all on the back. It's 020. I've had both kinds of cards where you got to flip them over. This one's on all one side.
Nice. Very, very convenient. Awesome. And as far as the billing address, is it the same as the office of 92 Highway 28 West?
It is not. They don't deliver mail either. So it's a P.O. Box 412. And then everything else is the same. Well, no, it probably isn't. That says Lakeview, Washington, right?
Yeah. No, it's Soap Lake.
Does it say Soap Lake? If that can say Lakeview, Soap Lake's got an attitude that's been, the reputation of Soap Lake's been bad for years. And so if I can put Lakeview, 92 Highway 28, Lakeview, Washington, and that's 98851. Let me say this, though. I'd rather not, if I can avoid it, I'd rather not have an address because there's no office there. It's just storage space.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no doubt.
I go to that. So I don't know if it makes any difference to the way that you process everything. But without the address listed, that would be preferred. So you don't even need to know 92 Highway 28.
Sure. 100%. Yeah, we wouldn't display or show it online. It'll be hidden. So that is an option we could do. But it's just for internal billing purposes. It's the P.O. Box 412, right?
P.O. Box 412 gets me a piece of paper.
Awesome. Very nice. And I'm going to go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. Within probably 1 to 2 minutes, you'll receive a welcome text, a welcome email with everything in writing, everything we're including. I'm going to stay on the line just to make sure everything is corresponding there. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read off the voice verification here. It just outlines the service agreement, so give me 1 second. And then the P.O. Box, that's in Soap Lake, right, just to make sure?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. I'm going to grab it here. And it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
It states to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
You're asking me to? Lifespan Systems Incorporated.
Thank you, Art. And it says, please state your name and title within the business.
Arthur Wendholz, owner.
Thank you. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I think I'm in my full mind today, yes.
Nice. And the second part is to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
From Local Splash, but you mentioned third-party. What does that mean? Spam calls from other things? They're related to you guys?
Exactly, yeah. Spam calls from other companies or people trying to offer you similar, just make sure you kind of disregard them. And,
Well, if it's a spam call today, I've called enough of them back to find out they're all dead calls or schmucks, so I don't waste my time. It comes in, potential spam, click.
If
it's not spam on it, I don't waste my time. Very seldom is it anybody that matters.
That's what we like to hear. Awesome. And then second part is kind of similar. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
You mean with other companies?
Yeah. If somebody calls you and they offer, you know, something similar where they want to optimize, run Facebook ads, cover directories, just call us before you pay them.
What would be the point in doing that? If I was to do it, I mean, what would I gain?
It'll probably hurt your listing if you pay for something that you already have. So just before you do that, just call us just to make sure you don't already pay for something that's already with us.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you. And last part here, it says for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is May 23rd, 2025, and the discounted price are just $299. This will be a reoccurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month, same day, the 23rd, same price, just $299. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your programming at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or cancel the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Very nice. Awesome. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the local Slash family. I know it's going to be a phenomenal marketing campaign with us, so welcome to the team.
Well, I hope to see it that way, yeah. I appreciate your convincing, talking, whatever. I think it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to help you. No doubt it is. And, next thing we'll do here is just lock in the client interview with the technicians. What they cover is keywords, search terms, areas you want to cover, just to make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's and represent you properly across the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really nice, really smart. We don't expect you to know about every zip code or search term. You just say, hey,
I could tell you the cities, but not all of them because there's a lot of them out here. But it's in the county. I mean, it's just a rural area from one side to the other.
Gotcha.
If you could look at a map, as far as Washington State, everybody lives on the west side of the Cascades, and that's the dividing point. We should have two states here. It should be East and West Washington.
Wow.
Because they run the show even for over here. We don't get any of the benefits that they pay taxes. We pay taxes, and they get the stuff. What's ours is theirs. What's theirs is theirs.
Yeah, they get all the upgrades and all the new stuff. Yeah, I get you.
Oh, yeah, they're always upgrading the roads, and we've got cow trails.
Oh, no,
yeah.
that's pretty unbalanced there. But,
yeah,
no doubt. That's what we'll help you with is kind of getting that done. And we usually block out an hour window just in case you have any questions, right? But they typically, take about 20, 30, 40 minutes, so it shouldn't take up too much of your time. But I'm going to open up their calendar here. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, you're not going to do it today because I do have something I got to get done before the end of the day.
Oh, no. We have pretty filled up, and then we do have Monday off, so it'll be Tuesday. We have 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, and then also...
Take the 9 o'clock.
Awesome.
Yep.
And it'll
nine
be me
on Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes, sir.
Okay.
27th, yep. And it'll be me and the technician that'll call you. Again, we just want to cover, all the, areas, search terms. And you're also going to have a security question. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a secretary or a partner, then they call in and want to change something with photos or content. We're always going to ask a security question just to make
they
sure
have
they're
to know
authors.
It or they... Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly,
okay.
Yep. But the options...
I've got one already in mind. Okay.
We have three options you can pursue. So it's the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name. Which one would you want to use?
Probably mother's maiden name.
Okay, excellent. And what was your mother's maiden name?
It's Patricia Gould, G-O-U-L-D.
Got it. I'll just use that.
Patricia, that's
the last name. Awesome. Awesome. And, that's just to protect your listing. Again, we don't want anybody calling and mess anything up or anything like that. So,
I get that. It's those people out there that just take advantage. They think it's a fun thing to do, mess with people.
Yeah, it's pretty evil, but no doubt. And one thing I just want to make sure here before we disconnect is you're getting the welcome text and the welcome emails. Let me know if those are... corresponding. Usually the text messages, they always land in the fastest, aren't? But you'll get them in both forms.
Local Splash, initial invoice.
Nice.
Yep, I got that.
Nice. And then on the invoice, are you looking at the email?
Yes.
Awesome. On the invoice email, you can see it says, click here to view the terms, and it should have a hyperlink there where you can click and view your terms.
Access your dashboard and click here.
Mm-hmm. And then it'll take you to a page that says local/terms of experience right at the top.
Yep.
Awesome. And you can see the services, everything we're including, everything we're bundling with the package. You could also see there the pricing. It's always locked in at that same rate for you. So it's never going to jump up to $5.99 or $6.99. It's always just $2.99. And then I just want to make sure I did spell your first, your first and last name correct, right?
Go ahead. You got A-R-T Wendholson. It's correct.
Awesome. And, it's going to ask you to confirm and sign. And what that does, Art, it just locks in the discounted price. And that's just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay. Well, give me a minute just to read.
So yeah, take your time.
Check some boxes here.
Mm-hmm.
And signing. Click here to sign. Oh, just type it in. Not trying to use your text. Okay.
And then it'll take you to a login page with the username and password. Let me know once you're there. I can kind of walk you through what that is for you, Art.
Okay. Yeah, confirmed signature didn't go any place.
Oh, yeah. Usually it's pretty case sensitive, so if the A is not capitalized or the the letter the W maybe on the last name, it won't go to. Yeah, it might be something.
Ongoing marketing services. Got it typed in, right? If I clicked it once and it worked, I didn't watch it, but now I'm watching it. Would it have taken it and it's not clicking anymore? Where was it supposed to go otherwise?
After you've confirmed, it'll take you to a username and password page. And that's just for the dashboard. You won't need that or anything like that. We'll provide you with the credentials on Tuesday. You would have just closed that one out anyways. But I am going to send an example of how the tracking dashboard looks. You could kind of take a look in the meanwhile as well, okay?
Okay. I'll click out of this. I go back to the additional click here.
Uh-huh.
Down here, access your data. What was I supposed to be able to go to once I signed and clicked confirm?
It was to a login page for the dashboard. So that link that says, confer to click to view the dashboard, that's the same link it would have showed up, but you don't have to click on that. We'll walk you through the login here on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You can kind of disregard that, but you will get the example here in a couple seconds, which is how that dashboard would look as well, okay?
Okay, yep.
Awesome. Other than that, you're pretty much all squared away. Just be responsive here on Tuesday. It'll be me and the technician that'll call.
Okay.
To get everything done with the keywords. And, other than that, have a wonderful Memorial Day. I forgot it's a three-day weekend. I've been working.
Yeah, it's a three-day weekend. It won't bother me any one way or the other. I got too many little projects. It won't be a paid vacation, but it'll be, I'll do some stuff on my own.
Nice. So, awesome. Well, enjoy it as much as you can. But it's a pleasure meeting you, and we'll talk to you here soon
on
Tuesday.
Andy. Yep. You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate your help today.
Yes, sir. No problem. Bye-bye. Have a good one. Bye.